Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to the pod.
Yes. And when I said everyone, I want you to picture every with a one instead of O-N-E.
Oh, yeah, that's sort of the vibe.
Yeah. We both kind of have Skater Boy vibes.
I know.
You.
I feel like, first of all, we just have to address, if you're watching the video, we're in different seats.
Well, the reason is because I'm just going to say it. This is what came to my mind. Queen Ariana. I wasn't going to say Queen, but I am going to say
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, Ariana Grande, the drink at Starbucks, released a song called Positions, and she says during the song, I'm switching up positions for you, and we are switching up positions for you.
I don't know. I think in her song, is it like a sexual, like sex positions? That's not the vibe. We're taking it in a different context.
No, the song was about, I love it, because she's teaching kids, you can do multiple things in life.
Oh, she's like, I'm going to clean up the kitchen, because I'm switching positions.
Yeah, you don't only need to be a doctor. You can be a doctor and a dentist.
Yeah, so isn't it about like, I'm Ariana Grande, obviously, boss bitch, CEO, obviously whoever I date, I'm going to have way more money than them, but even though you're broke compared to me, I'm going to switch up a position and be a housewife. Is that what it's about, or did I read it wrong?
If I'm being honest, like, it's not actually, what I'm assuming it's about, like, having sex, right?
But she does, oh, yes, I want to make love. I still like the song, so don't hate me, the Ari heads. But I was expecting it to be more vulgar. Because Jacob told me a rumor that she's releasing a sex album.
No, because guys, on Ari heads, the Reddit, tell me if you guys know the insider tea, and I still think it's true. Next week, I guess the single is going to be, she's going to release the album and a single, so like a music video.
Wait, so is this not the real single?
Well, she's going to release another one next week.
So that's when the raunch starts?
And I guess it's going to be titled 34, 35. And if you add that up, it means 69, which is a sex position. But that's just out.
Is that actually a sex position, 69?
Yeah, isn't that like
I'm
a
kidding.
Thing?
I was trying to act innocent.
But, and then a bunch of people were saying it's going to be all about sex. So just like you said, I had a theory that it was going to cause so much controversy, just like WAP. But honestly, I don't. It might
yeah,
not
I feel
happen.
Like that rumor might be fake. Because also, all of Ariana's songs are, a lot of her songs are already about sex. So it's not even like that'd be so shocking. Like, she already released Side to Side, which is about getting whopped. Start getting just whopped. Rattled so deeply that you have to walk side from side. So she already, after, like, she already is a sex queen pop icon.
But I was wishing, and the album hasn't come out. I love the song. I'm just saying, in another universe, I was picturing, like, she would start the song just so vulgar. Like, not that it's needed, but she'd just say, bend me over the bed like I'm a
piss on your face or whatever.
Yeah, just something that's, it's not super vulgar, but it's kind of vulgar. But with that being said, I like the single, and I do understand the people that are saying it's basic. But I like it. People are saying it's basic, so I will just give them justice.
Don't feed into the haters.
I'll give them justice, but I still love the song.
Also, a lot of Halloween bops came out. Ash Nico released Halloweeny. I haven't really heard it yet, but I'm excited.
Oh,
Kim
yeah.
Petras released another Halloween bop. She's the Halloween queen.
That's what I was about to say. She is the Halloween queen.
It feels like we're a pop music podcast.
I know. I think the Grammys might hire us.
Like, just giving you guys the updates. So, Kim Petras is called Party Till I Die. She released a whole Halloween album just about death. It's just about, like, massacres. There will be blood. Oh, my favorite song off the album is Everybody Dies. This song's such a bop.
Yeah, it just is a bop, but it also has so much failing in it.
Yeah, it's like, it's just a Halloween, it's supposed to be just like, oh, Halloween fun song, but it actually has deep meaning. It says, everybody lives. Oh, not everybody lives, but everybody dies. Why do I feel like I'm in like middle school trying to be deep?
Oh, I got the vibe of you were like at the library and you were telling your fun like, you were so sad that day.
I know. I feel like I have the vibe of like, no one really knows the real me. Or like, there's so much mysterious things about me. Like, I picture myself in a corner just like, yeah, I have a smile, but no one knows what's behind it. Or something like that type of vibe.
But yeah, I love that song.
Oh, I am wearing, Jacob said earlier we both have skater boy vibes. I am wearing a beanie and I'm starting to sweat, but I'm going to commit to it.
It's so cold out. We need to do this outside so you actually have to wear
my new vibe is going to be a beanie, just so everyone knows, for my next era.
I did want that to be my vibe last fall. I wanted that to be my vibe for the winter because for some reason last fall, we mumble having so many like thoughts in my mind about, oh my gosh, I may be wearing this every day.
Oh, wait, weren't you like a stoner vibe last year? Because I'm really like, you're like, I'm just going to let my hair grow. Like, what's the point of cutting it?
Okay, if you go back
you
to videos.
You should have done that.
I mean, I still can't.
Yeah, you can.
Actually, maybe I can't. Who knows with my hair?
Oh, yeah, by like December, we both might have completely smooth top of our heads. Completely bald. That'd be kind of a vibe.
Yeah, if you're completely bald, no one would know about your hairline.
No,
right?
I mean, but you're bald. I still want to have the sides of my hair, though. Like, just the classic bald look where just the top's gone.
That'd be funny.
And it's like, yeah, I'm in my 20s, but like, this happens and I'm going to show it.
It would
like
be
act
fun.
Like it's so brave. It's like, boo, it's not that big of a deal.
It'd be funny because like, if I did it this December, I'd be turning 20 in March, but for 3 months, I'd be 19, literally bald, a dad.
Oh yeah. That would be a flex. I went bald as a teen.
I know. It sounds like a song? Movie or something. It
sounds like an emotional album.
Yeah. Another thing about, oh, first we need to do the bro of the week.
Yeah, we need to shout out the bro of the week. Well, how far are we into this? I'm so sorry.
Gabrielle.
More like...
Gabrielle Montag.
Make me yell because of your actions.
Gabrielle Montag is the person in High School Musical,
Montez.
Right?
You're Montez. Heidi Montag. Okay. You're mixing up two worlds. So look at Gabrielle, guys. Look at her. She sent us a selfie. I know she didn't take it specifically to be Bro of the Week, but I'm going to tell myself she took that selfie just for this post. Like, we're getting an exclusive. This isn't on her Instagram. This isn't on her Facebook if she's still active on
there. I'm going to make myself think that, too.
Yeah, she took this exclusively. She got ready. She looks great. Like, I love that she has makeup on, but it's like, you know that new style of makeup where, like, you don't really look like you're wearing any?
Yeah, I love the bangs. That's what I'm going to say. I love the bangs. Yeah, so thank you for being a patron. She is Bro of the Week. Congrats.
And if you want to be Bro of the Week, listen to this ad for our Patreon. Hey, guys, my name's Lucas.
Hey, guys, my name is Jacob, and you're listening to the Bro Show with Lucas and Jacob. Yeah. And have you ever wanted to be more than a bro?
We have the Patreon where you can support us and the pod. Do you want it? We have one tier called We're Bros. It's $3. You get to be a part of the Discord, talk to other bros. You get to participate in exclusive polls to talk about what we're going to talk about on the podcast. And you get the episodes days early, like at least 3 days early. You're going to get it before all the other bros who aren't patrons.
Yeah, and you get a live stream.
A monthly.
And then if you want to go a little bit extra, $10, you get everything in the previous tale.
This is the tier called We're More Than Bros.
Yeah, so those documents that you have to sign legally to be part of this.
NDA vibes.
And you get everything on the previous tale. You get to be Bro of the Week, maybe.
You get to be in a raffle to be Bro of the Week, but you're for sure be it. Like, not that many people are in it, so you'll be Bro of the Week. And yeah, what else do you get?
If you message us or send us a story, you'll be like priority access.
Yeah, priority access
VIP.
To the stories that you guys send.
Oh yeah, so what I was gonna say before with our music update, since we're the Grammys.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, that's the end
of the
commercial.
Well, also I just wanna say one more thing about the Patreon.
Oh,
so we had a goal. You have to make like a goal. Our goal is to get to 500 bros, which I was like, oh, like that probably won't happen, but like we'll just put it on there for fun.
Oh yeah.
But we're already to 75. Like, you guys really came.
I know, that's crazy to me. Like, because when I put 500 as the goal, I was like, honestly, this is stretching.
Yeah, so like, we're almost even to 100. And once we get to 500, we have on there that like, once we have that goal, like, we can really do anything. Like, we can change the world. Like,
we're gonna build a building.
Like, I don't know the population of the world, but I'm assuming if we have 500 bros, that's like a huge percentage of the population. So we'll be able to take over. Like, we can influence elections.
It's going to be scary, to be
honest. It's a movement.
No one has ever had 500 patrons on
Patreon. Never. That's a lot of people. LucasandJacob.com. Back to the regular podcast.
Oh, yeah. We bought that URL.
Also, can I just say what you were going to say?
Oh, say it. Who cares?
I was going to say, it's so funny because we got an email from this girl saying, like, you guys changed the name of the podcast from Bros Before Hoes to The Bro Show for advertisements that you were apparently going to get.
Stop exposing us.
And then
us.
She said, fast forward, you're now changed your name for this ad company and you've only done ads for an erection medicine. And she's like, that doesn't even need a... She's like, I thought you were going to be doing these PG ads for your PG show that you can't even have hoes in the title.
And she also said there's a podcast called Come Town.
Come
Town. They get sponsored by...
The Erection Medicine.
Yeah,
so... C-U-M Town.
So my thoughts about this, Al, I love the name. We're going to keep it.
Yeah, I actually like The Bro Show now. It's grown on me.
But honestly, you are right. Yeah, we have to give it to you.
We had to. I even replied to her, and she didn't reply. But I replied, and I was like, LOL, like, why is this so true? Like, we changed our name because we thought we'd be able to get ads. And we did get ads, but they're just, like, vulgar ads. So we really didn't need to change the name.
Yeah.
So basically, we sold out for nothing. But it's okay. Life goes on. We're going to keep moving forward.
Let's just hope we aren't getting ads because of COVID.
Oh, that's like, what people said.
That's what my
they
excuse
said.
Is in my
yeah,
head.
It's like, otherwise we get 3 ads a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Literally so many.
Oh, yeah. That's also one of the benefits of the Patreon is you get it ad-free.
Oh, yeah.
So you won't have to listen to erection meds.
And you also won't get the YouTube ads. And apparently those audio ads, which I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't...
We didn't sign up for that?
Yeah, Honestly, somebody owns our podcast and we don't have any control anymore. Just kidding, but I didn't know about the audio. Whatever, but we love the company.
I love it. The music update. We're still on this shit. Miley Cyrus is releasing a rock album. This is a big deal to you because I'm a fan. I might be a bigger fan than you now, but what are your thoughts? Because you were a fan
of her. I was in Miley World, which in like 2007 was her fan club.
Did it cost money?
I think I did pay. Because this was when I very first started making money from YouTube, and I'm pretty sure, like, I was like, I don't care, Mom, like, I'm joining because I'm going to use my own money. I think it was something like that, yeah.
There was a moment where we were at the, I don't know if it's the county fair or the town fair in our hometown.
Yeah.
And you were telling Mom, I don't know how old you were, but you were telling Mom, like, can we please just get, what's that thing where you can, like, you can get TV shows that you
DVR?
Record? Yeah, DVR. And she was like, no. And then you just told her, like, because I'm guessing you were making money from YouTube. And you said, like, I'll pay for it if you aren't going to let me get it. It just sounds so funny because, like, it's just so funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's so funny thinking of a time where we didn't have DVR.
DVR? Olden days.
Or TiVo. Isn't that, like, you called if you're being, like, vintage?
Is that?
I think that's what it first was called, TiVo.
Oh.
But, Miley is releasing a rock album. I am excited. She's been doing all those rock covers. Like,
yeah.
It was the vibe.
I love how she's doing what she wants, it seems like.
Yeah, I love even the hair. How it's like mullet vibes, but like rock mullet.
Yeah, it feels like she's bringing me back to... So honestly, I don't know when Joan Jett was a thing, but like the 1980s or 70s.
Yeah, she's like cocaine rocker.
I know, I've never
minus
done...
Minus the cocaine. Because she's like fully sober.
I know, which makes it even cooler.
I know, like, no alcohol or even weed or anything.
Because in my mind...
I'm pretty sure said that she's not even going to take Advil if she gets a headache.
You're lying.
I made that up.
Because I feel like, why is that even needed
to
know?
Yeah, it's like, wait, what? It's just anti-inflammatory. It's not like, that very harmful.
If I have a cold, I'm not taking NyQuil.
But what if, like, my you think stance. She drinks coffee, though? Because 6ix9ine, that rapper man with the 6ix9ine is tattooed on his face, went to... hospital because of caffeine overdose.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he took too many caffeine pills. I don't know how hyped up he was trying to get, but he was trying to get on another level of just hype.
Wait, I thought when you take caffeine pills, it's like a thing where like you want to lose weight, which
maybe
is obviously bad, but
6ix9ine probably wants to
slim
they, like, down.
They suppressed your appetite. That's what I thought the reason
Oh my
was.
God, exclusive bro show. 6ix9ine is trying to lose weight. He cares about his looks.
I do.
He's
he
gay.
Cares.
He's gay. He wants to be slim.
So many assumptions.
I know. So yeah, he's gay and we just exposed it. Just kidding. I'm not going to say that because I don't know. I don't want to get.
And I don't want to be part of it.
I know. He scares me.
But he
me.
Literally doesn't know any of us. He yeah. won't know any of us.
But what were we talking about before that?
Miley. Yeah, I'm excited for the rock album. I feel like this. This is just a dumb little statement by me, but it's never been done before.
Even though, like you just said, it's just
but
Joan
in
Jett.
My mind, I'm
Joan Jett though, and all those other people.
But in my day,
oh my, you know what in I wish day. She would do? You know how Dreams by Fleetwood Mac is having a comeback.
Yeah.
I wish she'd release music like that.
Oh, kind of like Lana Del Rey.
Or it's like not, it's like, I don't know how to explain it, but yeah. What was I going to say?
I was going to say,
oh, recently I've been listening to the song Younger Now by Miley Cyrus. That's like a slept on bop.
Oh, yeah. Didn't she plan a whole tour for that album and then just canceled it?
Yeah, I think she released her album Younger Now. Then a week later, she said, I'm done with the album. I'm never going to like do any more promotion.
I love that. It proves that she's human.
Yeah, I love that. Like that even happens. That happens with everyone. Like even just us, like you release like a YouTube video you're excited about and then it doesn't do good. So you're like, even though I was so passionate about it before, like I cut it out of my life and I'm now done with it and...
putting it on private.
Let's all pretend it didn't happen. So that was her vibe with Younger Now, but I actually like that song. So I found a quiz on Twitter. It was like this meme kind of where people were saying how much lesbian energy do you radiate, which I think we've already talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah, I don't know when we did this, but didn't we do a lesbian quiz?
I think we made our mom take a lesbian quiz.
That's what was up, which might be like forcing someone to come out even though she isn't lesbian.
She literally has a male husband, but we wanted to somehow bamboozle her into being a lesbian.
Gaslight.
Yeah. Classic. You know, everyone has that moment. Like, my mom is a straight woman. We'll just go with her. The one she chooses is just straight, I guess. But, like, sometimes you just want your mom to be a lesbian. So that's the kind of the vibe we had, where we were like, we know you're with dad, you're in love, like, you're attracted to men, but maybe... you're actually lesbian. That was kind of the vibe. We wanted to, like, cause a divorce. Some drama.
Yeah, because with parents, like, you never really think of them as, like, straight or gay.
Yeah.
So, like, I never thought, like, because I feel like they're in love, but you never think about that. So it's are they even? It's they are, but...
but she's still straight. But I took the lesbian quiz because I was excited because I was like... even though I'm gay, I was like, oh, I bet you, like, I'm super lesbian or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was offended. I took the quiz completely honestly. First of all, the first question was, what's your guilty pleasure song? And there was like Toxic and all these songs, but I was like, those aren't guilty to me. Like, liking Toxic isn't guilty at all.
Yeah, like when I think of a guilty pleasure song, let me try it. I'm just thinking of like, this is guilty to me. Ghosts and Monsters by Skrillex.
Oh.
Because it's so hardcore, I'm guilty.
What song I picked was On the Floor by Jennifer Lopez.
That's not guilty, though.
For me, it's more guilty than Toxic. Like,
oh,
I would
that's
be,
true.
If someone saw I was listening to Toxic, I'd be like, yeah, I am. What's your problem? But if they saw me listening to On the Floor featuring Pitbull with J-Lo, I'd be like a little bit red-faced, you know?
Oh, yeah. What were the other options? Did you say?
There were so many others. But I chose On the Floor by Jennifer Lopez. And I answered a bunch of other questions completely honestly. My result was 0% lesbian. And it said, the title of my tier was Timothée Chalamet's best friend. So wait. I guess I'm Timothée Chalamet's best friend. It says...
is he friends with lesbians?
I guess a non-lesbian, because I got the non-lesbian one. And it said, nothing lesbian about you. Sorry. But also keep in mind that this is just a fun little quiz. Oh, we support you no matter how you identify. Because like, they were probably
they
scared
that.
Like an actual... someone who actually was lesbian took it and they were like, wait, am I not?
Oh,
For some reason, somebody out there takes BuzzFeed quiz results like so seriously.
Let's just hope that everyone that took it or was taking it already like knew what they were.
Yeah, but I was just pissed because I was like, I already knew I'm not lesbian, but it's just annoying how it said nothing lesbian about you. Sorry. It's like, what?
I know because
I picture a lesbian to be like cool.
Yeah, like in my world, I do kind of want to give off that energy. Not even kind, I do.
Yeah, lesbians are cooler than gays. I said it.
Yeah, I just get chill vibes.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, to be honest, I don't know that many lesbians. Like, I don't know that many. I don't know why.
There's yeah, no I know, reason. Like, a couple, I'm pretty sure. But just looking at them from afar on Twitter, I'm like, oh, they're so cool.
Oh, yeah, but I watch a few YouTubers, and I love them.
I love how just, like, grouping a whole sexuality into one person I follow on Twitter and blanket statementing the entire sexuality.
That's what I was thinking. I watched, like, 3 lesbian YouTubers, and I was just thinking of someone watching
just
me,
kidding.
Like,
all I'm
bitch.
Saying is that no matter how you identify out there, for all the straights, the bis, the trans, the lesbians, the gays, the in-betweens, the questionings, we love you all, and you all are cool, not just lesbians.
Oh, yeah, we love you all, and, you all have great qualities. Yeah. So last week we talked about iCarly. We did like a whole deep dive and we didn't even plan for it.
Oh, yeah. About how we were mad at Carly Shay because their web show's called iCarly and yet Freddie and Sam put in the same work for the web show, but it's called iCarly. But people corrected us.
Oh, yeah. So, actually, we still don't have an answer to that, to be honest.
No, I swear I read a YouTube comment that said, you guys, like, stop being fake fans. There was a whole episode about them picking the name, and Sam was okay with it being called iCarly.
Oh, so that's what happened?
Yeah, but even though that was an episode, I know it was a type of vibe where iCarly was like, let's call it iCarly, and Sam was like, oh, or iCarly was like, do you want to call it iSam? And Sam was just like, the humble queen that she is, she was like, no, like, my name doesn't need to be in it. And then since she knew Carly's a narcissist, she was like, let's just have it be iCarly, because I know she's, you know, a sociopath.
Yeah.
So she just went with it.
These are the two comments that I found meaningful to mention. Okay, I'm pretty sure there was an episode where Sam became the main person and had a show called iSam, but I could have hallucinated that.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it goes into the theory that they tried iSam, but she didn't like it.
Yeah, I feel like Sam's type of person where if it was called iSam, it wouldn't be as good, because she performs her best when the attention is on her, but not fully.
Yeah, and plus I feel like, I feel like she wasn't meant for that in the show.
Yeah.
I can tell, for sure. I do get the vibe that Carly, like you said, like, loves the attention, kind of narcissist.
It's sort of like Carly just but wants to hidden. Be able to tell people, like, it's called iCarly, like, I'm Carly, and, like, it's my show, even though, like, my two friends put in a lot of work, but I want all the attention and money.
Yeah.
And, like, if this was in the real world, you know how, like, sometimes someone's so viral online, they go on Ellen? I almost feel like Carly would have gone on Ellen by herself. And not brought Sam and Freddie.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
She would do all these podcast interviews and only she would be on the phone.
Yeah, and they'd like bring up like Sam and Freddie and she would quickly switch the subject, you know?
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's the sad truth.
Like when she went on Joe Rogan, you know, like she wouldn't bring Sam.
Joe Rogan. Okay, the next one is Kylie's dad. This one was the most interesting.
Just burp?
Yeah, I had to. Carly's dad was some high-ranking guy in the military. I'm pretty sure, so he probably made bank. And on top of that, with iCarly, I bet they could have definitely afforded the apartment. But also, if everything was actually financed, I doubt it would add up LMFAO. So basically, we were saying last week, how did they afford that apartment in Seattle, the most expensive place to live, I think,
but
in the US.
But their dad is really rich. They're trust fund kids.
Yeah, so that kind of, it doesn't make the show as good if I know they're trust fund kids, but I'm going to act like I don't know.
I mean, that apartment is massive. Like, yeah. They had a room and an apartment for a studio. Like, it was an actual studio and, like, really high-tech equipment, too.
I know, like, that equipment in today's world,
honestly, it would
50,000.
Like, I actually think it would be, like, 10K, though.
That's
for
crazy.
All the lighting and everything, like, for most teens starting a web show, you just use a shitty webcam, maybe your iPhone. But they had like a full-on camcorder that like you'd use on an actual television set.
Cam was like $5,000.
Yeah, so also nobody, people tried to correct our iCarly theory, but nobody has any sort of info on where the money is going, because obviously they're making money from iCarly. Is Carly getting it all?
Yeah, basically the last thing I need to know is money. Like, I just want to know who's getting paid.
Wait, what happened on the last episode of iCarly?
Oh, what?
Like, what
know.
Was the end?
Was it just we're going to college? That's
but they were
I'm
literally
guessing.
In middle school. Were they in high school?
I don't know. But yeah. I did watch the last episode. Like, I remember watching every episode, but...
Yeah, I don't remember. I love the show, by the way.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
it was
remember.
So funny.
Yeah.
Especially the episode I was on. Just kidding.
The next thing is the jetpacker, which we talked about last week.
If you haven't been listening, there's been jetpackers around LAX.
Yeah, two sightings. And someone tweeted me, I just want to say this because it is a thoughtful tweet. They said,
oh my God.
Are you okay?
Making sure I didn't break my glass straw.
Some people think the jetpacker wasn't a jetpacker and it just is a drone with a body on it.
That makes so much sense.
I know, because I've seen these viral Facebook videos of people putting a ghost on a drone and scaring people.
Yeah, so they basically wanted to cause a media storm by putting a jetpacker on a drone, which this
I
is a little bit too
so
far,
hardcore.
Though. To me, it's too far because they're flying it in JetPath Airways.
Oh, yeah. But it still doesn't answer the question, if it's a drone, how didn't they get caught? Because I'm pretty sure there was a thing called a drone gun. where they shoot it down. Isn't that a thing at the White House? So, wait. They would have used a drone
because
gun.
Also, if you... I think... I don't know for sure, but if you fly a drone near an airport, especially as a major of an airport as LAX, you would get in so much trouble and they would shoot down the drone because they'd be like, this is going to knock into a plane and they're going to kill all these passengers.
It's an insider job.
They want to scale. Or it's some sort of ET. Extraterrestrial?
Yeah, my... Yeah, I'm just going to go with someone that works at the airport or someone high up is doing it as a joke.
Yeah, it is funny how people do take jokes too far. Like, I remember one time I think it was just the news or something. I saw in Nebraska, there was an airport, and people were, I'm not sure if it was Nebraska, but it was somewhere where I was. People were shining lasers into the airplane's landing, and it's like, wait, are you kidding?
Wait, what?
Like, it said, like, oh, yeah, we're trying to find out, like, who's shining these lasers at the airplanes, and it's like, that joke went way too far. Like, you're gonna kill a whole plane for a little laser prank? Shooting a laser into the pilot's eye? Like, come on now.
Hopefully, they were just using those, like, lasers that you get from PetSmart for cats.
Oh, that wouldn't reach that high, though.
But let's just hope they're using that.
Like, that is so funny, just going to that level of it. Like, you annoyed your family. They're kind of just immune to it. You've annoyed your friends. Everyone's cut you out of their life. And now it's like, I'm going to annoy a whole plane of people. I'm like, maybe kill them? Like, you're going too far.
Like, I view this as a separate category. Like, there's a killer. But then there's the other type of person, I don't even know if this is a thing, where they take a joke so far, they know it's going to kill people, but they just set that aside because they want to keep the joke going.
Yeah. Oh my, can you imagine if that actually is, like, do you think, obviously there's so many serial killers, but do you think any of the serial killers did it as a joke? But like, it went too far?
I don't know, like, I just have a feeling that there's like, yeah, just like you're saying, like, there's like a whole new thing. Like, there's a, not new, but there's a thing. Like, it's a joke, but you take it too far, and like, it's a whole...
Like, remember Sam Pepper, the YouTube original prankster? How he did these pranks that just... He was like the first person to get canceled ever online, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because he would like grab girls' butts as a prank and stuff. But he did a prank where he made his friends think they were literally going to die.
Didn't he keep it? He put him in a van.
Yeah, and like locked them up. I think guns pointed to head. And then at the end, it was like, ha ha, a joke. And the friends were like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm going to have PTSD from this. So, like, what the hell? Like, this went way too far.
I know, like, I don't... Yeah, I am glad people got mad at him for that. Because I don't want these YouTube pranksters doing that. Even though it was
his fun. Just crazy Sam Pepper thinking of that idea, first of all. I mean, like, I'm going to do it. And then doing it, seeing how his friends actually were terrified. And then taking a couple days to edit it, rewatching it and uploading it. And just being like, oh, this is great.
I know. But
that's the craziest thing.
There was a time when I was in high school, though, where I was, like, kind of planning a video idea of me banging on one of your windows, which, like, in my mind, it isn't the same territory, but do you think that's the same territory?
No, that's just funny.
Because I remember, like, I had this whole plan, but I never ended up doing it because I kind of thought, like, that's just dumb. But, like, I think
that type of stuff is funny, like, banging on someone's window or something. Especially also if you're, like, family. So, like, you know what I mean? But if you brought it to a level where, like, you hired a fake murderer, they tied me up in the house and, like, drove me to a weird gravel road, like, then maybe it'd be, like, yeah, this isn't right.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's too far.
Also, it would have to be the type of prank where you bang on the windows and then immediately say it's a joke.
Yeah, for sure. But also, I wouldn't... Like, I'd only... If I am going to do a prank like that, I'm only doing it with someone I really know because...
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what weapons they have.
Oh, my... I didn't even think about that. If it was, like, someone who just pulls out a gun right away at their house to defend themselves, like, that wouldn't end well.
Yeah.
Hard to upload a video if you get effing...
Shot.
With a gun. That's not good.
Yeah.
But speaking of aliens, because jetpacks, you know, aliens obviously did it. Miley and Demi... Miley Cyrus and Demi Lovato, Disney Channel royalty.
Are they in a fight? Oh, the camera shut off. Oh, I'll hoy and restart that.
Oh. Do you want me to get up? You already got up. Okay. Miley and Demi, in the same week, which is the weirdest thing, have both just came forward with their contact with extraterrestrial creatures, aliens.
I heard about them. Oh, I actually heard about both of them.
Yeah, so Miley was on Rick Owens' interview. And I'll just read you her quote. She said, I had an experience, actually. I was driving through San Bernardino with my friend, and I got chased down by some sort of UFO. I'm pretty sure about what I saw, but I also bought weed wax from a guy in a van in front of a taco shop. So it could have been the weed wax. But the best way to describe it is a flying snowplow. It had... This big plow in the front, and it was glowing yellow. I did see it flying, and my friend saw it too. There were a couple of other cars on the road, and they also stopped to look. So that's what made me think it was real. And she said she was shaken for 5 days, and it really effed her up.
Like, oh what? My gosh! So this one, I like the story, but the second I heard she bought weed wax from a guy at a taco shop,
yeah, it might have been just you got too high. And also, like, if you get to that level of highness where you're gonna hallucinate like a snowplow, you could also have imagined other cars stopping.
Plus, I never done weed wax, but have you heard that like weed wax is like a whole ass different type of high than normal?
Yeah,
high. Like,
you get sounds so terrifying.
High. Yeah, so I just picture it to be insane.
Yeah, and she, the interviewer asked, like, did you feel threatened? And she said, I didn't feel threatened at all, actually, but I did see a being sitting in front of the snowplow. It looked at me and we made eye contact. And I think that's what really shook me. I looked into the eyes of something that I couldn't quite wrap my head around. This also makes me not believe it, because like, if something's so high up, how are you gonna see the eyes?
But who knows? This is another theory, is that this actually happened, but since she was high, she had more like senses to know what was happening.
Honestly, like, thinking of a UFO is already scary, but if it's shaped like a snowplow, it's like, what the hell is this?
I know. Also, like, what the, like, I just picture a hole in like this like grungy part of town.
Yeah.
Like indie vibes. And then seeing this and like, it's all just so
yeah,
much
I feel like
happening.
I've heard other stories of like, oh, a UFO chased down a car. Like, that's the scariest thing. Because like, there's a road near where I live where it's like kind of like dark and desolate. And if I drive down at night, I'm like, what if this is the night? Like,
oh, I
a
hate
UFO
that
is going to chase me.
I know. And then after watching that alien documentary on Netflix, well, they were driving over a bridge and they just forgot what happened.
That is scary.
I know, because it's not real, but I'm scared of it still, and I kind of believe it.
So they were driving all of a sudden, didn't know how they got where they were. That happens a lot, though.
Well, they were driving. No, this is what actually happened. They were driving, and then they saw like a big light, I think. And then they just showed up somewhere, and everything was switched, and it was hours later. So like, that's obviously scary.
But I was thinking, you know, how everyone always says like, "Oh yeah, it's crazy. I drove all the way here, but I don't remember coming here."
Oh, that's a whole different thing, right?
I know. Like, couldn't it just been really dramatic people? They had the experience of like, you know, when you're so used to driving somewhere, you don't remember. Like, you obviously you knew you drive, but you couldn't, if you're being really dramatic, say, I don't remember driving here. And then you make up the big light, and now you have an alien story.
Oh, yeah.
But, so let's move on to Demi.
Okay.
Demi, this is this is way funnier. Because, like, Miley, like, said, like, oh, it could have been weed wax, you know? But Demi said that she meditates to talk to ET people.
So ET is alien, right?
Yeah, like extraterrestrials. Okay. And she's actually, I think she's, like, on a trip with, like, you know that one, show, that one like documentary, Unacknowledged, it was about like all these aliens.
Is it on Netflix?
And I think it's just like the classic alien documentary, but the guy who was in that, she's with him, and I guess they like meditate to contact aliens, and she said, it took me several sessions, but like, I've now made contact.
Wait, when I first heard about this, I thought, okay, but now that you told me there's this alien documentary that's well loved, and she meditates with him, the alien person maker, I kind of believe it now. Because he made a whole documentary about aliens.
I do love how she just is open with it. Like, yeah, I meditate to contact alien creatures.
It sounds like she's not embarrassed.
I know. She's like, yeah, I do.
Because it is one of those things where even if you are doing it, to most people, it sounds like so insane.
Oh, yeah, just so, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
Looney Tunes.
But I believe it now.
I hope it's real, and I hope she does contact these aliens, and I hope that she convinces them to be in like a music video, calm down. Like, I hope somehow she like convinces them.
But then at the same time, like what are these aliens saying? Like, what? So people say they talk to gods and all this stuff, but what are they saying?
I guess they said, like, we love Sunny with a Chance, and, like...
A liar.
And they said that La La Land is, like, just getting big on their planet, the song La La Land.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's charting there, I guess.
But I just... What are they saying?
I guess they just love Demi.
But, yeah, the only thing is that I can picture myself meditating, and then if I really think about it, like, I could say... my great grandpa that died is talking to me.
Or
and
like,
I can picture
especially
that.
If she said she's in Joshua Tree, which is like this really like hippie desert town, and she's with this alien guy. Like if I was in Joshua Tree with this guy who claims to talk to aliens, had a whole documentary, I'm sure if I meditated, I'd be like, yep, I made contact.
It happened in Joshua Tree too.
Yeah,
that's also a whole other level because doesn't everyone talk about aliens?
Yeah, Kesha said she saw aliens there.
Oh, it's real.
Yeah, this. I guess celebrities who go to Joshua Tree see aliens.
My thing is I'm down to go to Joshua Tree. No, like, not even Joshua Tree. I'm down to see aliens, but my only thing is I'm only down to see aliens if I'm with an experienced alien person. So if it's just me and you and we see aliens and it's so weird but kind of cool, I don't want to experience that because that's terrifying.
Also, I feel like if I do see aliens, I want to be with like 10 people. Because like, for example, just me and you see aliens, I'm not going to tell anyone.
Oh, that's so
because you know everyone's going to think, oh, how embarrassing. Like, what's happening to them? Like, they think they saw an alien. Is this what's happening with them right now? But if I was with like 10 people, then I'd be like, okay, we can actually come forward with the story because like there's 10 of us.
I didn't think about that. So yeah, because I'm just thinking about us going to Taco Bell at night and then we actually had this scary experience.
Yeah, like chased.
We like forgot everything. And then I just know like no one's going to believe us. And even you guys are probably just going to think we're crazy.
I'd be like, I'd almost just be like, oh, that didn't happen. I'd just be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's what does suck for these alien people is that.
I know.
Is that like even with ghosts, like because some people, I know this sounds funny, but some people say they're haunted. So like,
that sucks.
You know, even with that. So, like, it would suck having people think you're crazy if you really felt it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I feel for you guys. Yeah. I've never felt like that, but.
We'll keep you in our thoughts.
But, yeah, those are both creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, we actually took a piss break. Sorry if piss makes you feel gross.
And for some reason, saying piss does sound gross.
Yeah, it reminds me of just, like, yellow stains everywhere.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. Have the next thing you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. Next on the list, funded by the people we signed to, Britney Spears. So I know you guys think we're going to talk about what everyone else is talking about but with Britney Spears, but I wanted to talk about the song Three, about threesomes.
Oh, bop. Jets are only... pretty sure that's her only number one song, which is so weird because that's not the most iconic Britney Spears song.
For real?
Yeah, but Three. Like, everyone loves that song. It's great, but you would never expect... That's why the charts don't matter.
I know, because this is my opinion, is that I feel like one of your songs could, if you were a singer, it could peak at, like, number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100. But then, like, 15 years later, like... everyone's heard it and it's like an iconic song.
Also, like, even just with someone else, Nicki Minaj, like, obviously the charts don't matter. Like, she has so many... Why is mom calling me?
She called me, too. We can call her after.
Yeah.
Sorry, mom.
But Nicki Minaj, obviously her probably her most iconic songs would be like Super Bass, Starships, like that type of vibe. But her number one song is her only number one song is Trolls.
And
with
Say
6ix9ine. But, like, even the Say So remix, like, that's so good. But, like, I don't picture that's, like, Nicki's biggest moment.
Oh, yeah. So, basically, like, Super Bass is so iconic and everyone knows it. But it's not number one. But
like,
I
in 20 years, will people be singing Trolls by Nicki Minaj and 6ix9ine? Maybe, but...
Yeah, I get what you mean. But in Three, the threesome song by Britney Spears, she says, Peter Pau and Mary getting down with 3P.
Wait, and getting down with 3P? She actually says that? Oh, because...
get three penis. It's not
like three penises. Is she talking about... Maybe she's singing about a gay threesome that she's not even in.
Wait, getting down with 3P?
Does she actually say that, or is that what you heard?
This is literally from Genius.
Oh my, getting down with 3P.
I don't know what that means, actually.
Neither. I'm just going to assume it means three penises, which would mean that it's actually a foursome, because I'm assuming Britney doesn't have one?
Well, my thing, what I wanted to talk about was... We've talked about this... Not on the podcast, but Peter, Paul, and Mary. I wish they were different names because I think of Peter, Paul, and Mary, I think about people that are just really modest and they don't show any skin, which is fine.
Yeah, I don't pick that to be in the hot, sexy Britney Spears threesome song.
Yeah,
anthem.
I'm fine with people being modest, but I'm just picturing when I picture a threesome, I'm picturing like people like, oh, like what I'm wearing doesn't fit a threesome. Like I need to unbutton this.
Yeah, also. These names individually, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Like, if I heard Paul on its own, I don't think this. Peter on its own, Mary even. But them all together, Peter, Paul, and Mary, it has the energy of your dad's work friends.
Yeah.
Who they don't get down.
I'm sorry if your name's this, and I just don't want to picture my dad's work friends having a threesome.
Yeah, it's like, oh, go off and do it in the van and have fun if it's all consensual, but I don't need a pop anthem about it.
Yeah, like, I'm obviously fine with it, but I just wish, like, even Brittany, like, if she would have said Brittany, Jack. Jack's a cool name.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brittany, Jack, and...
Who was Zachary, it? Even Zachary's a little bit.
I don't like Zachary. Okay,
Brittany, Jackin.
We should actually make a new. Yeah, Brittany, Jackin, another person. It has to be kind of. It could be a girl. We should do a boy since it's a boy in this song. Two boys and one
Brittany,
girl.
Jackin. Frankie. Then you think of Frankie Grande.
Yeah, and.
I'm nothing against him, but like, I need to have like a name that doesn't have any face to it.
Yeah, I need to put
Brittany
something else.
Jackson, Brittany Jackin.
Brittany Jack and,
I was gonna say Terry, but even Terry, I think they had to pick these names because what?
Jason.
That one, it rhymed like Brittany Jackin,
Jason.
Getting
down with 3P and Waka. Okay, Brittany Jackin, Jason.
Getting
down with 3P. I like that.
I still don't get 3P.
That's literally from Genius, so it's real, but...
I guess 3P's.
Is that like one of her, like... I don't know.
My favorite song from that is... my favorite lyric is... Living in Sin is the New Thing.
Oh, yeah, because... If I was like 70 and I heard that, when this came out, I feel like I would just think like... What has the world done to the kids? Are too crazy.
I would
crazy.
Actually do like a viral. I would go on TikTok and make a video and just be like, "You guys need to stop. It's horrible."
Oh yeah, I love that because that is the new thing: living in sin.
But also, another funny thing about the song "Three" by Britney Spears is it's like all sexual, and then like there's an emotional bridge where she says like, "Let's just do it, you and me." Because she says like, it's like kind of like, "Oh, we're gonna have threesomes, group sex, orgies," but then she has an emotional bridge where she's looking at the person she's actually dating, and she's like. Hey, like, I know we have threesomes, but, like, tonight let's just do it, you and me. But then it's so funny because after she says it, then she says, but it's more fun with three. So it's kind of just, like, we're dating, but, like, and we can do it alone, but it's kind of more fun when we add someone else in.
Yeah, okay, what I get the vibe of with this song, I get the vibe of, like, she's not dating this guy, but they're like, basically, like, really good hookup buddies.
Yeah.
And, like... And they do kind of want to date, but at a certain point, it's like, but it's fun with three.
Yeah. And it's
more
like,
fun.
Also when, like a relationship should involve more than sex, but I feel like when she's with Peter and Paul, like of the conversation, like she's not that into it. It's more just like when we get down, it's fun. But like when you want me to just come over and have dinner, it's like, I'd rather just not be with you guys.
Yeah. I'm picturing, Peter and Paul, like, unfortunately, like you love having sex with them, but they live in the parents' basement and they're in their 40s, which like is cool.
They're starting a fitness brand,
but I would, if I'm gonna date someone, I want to be with someone that's a little bit more motivated.
She's like, yeah,
or something.
And they always ask like, can you invest in my startup fitness brand, like protein powder? And she's like, yeah, like, is this, are you guys using me or what? Like, that's the whole vibe.
Yeah. And it, yeah, that's basically what's up. And we solved three, but I just wanted to talk about,
if you haven't listened to it in a while, they'll give it a good listen.
Yeah, there was a phase when I love Britney, but last summer, she was on all my playlists because I just wanted to listen to every one of her songs over again. And I need to do that again because she hasn't released any new music, you know? So I always go through a phase where I listen to
her. I'm trying to think
what
my favorite album is. I used to think my favorite album would be Blackout by Britney Spears, but I don't know. That album's obviously so good. But I think my actual favorite would be Femme Fatale.
Okay. I was going to say that.
So good.
Is that basic since it's like the most new or is that not?
It isn't the most new though. She's like 3 cents.
Oh, that's true.
But
so
Femme Fatale is so good. Like, so, I want to go Inside Out, which I think, I don't know what that song is about. I think it's about she before a guy's breaking up with her, but one last time she wants to get effed and she wants to be turned inside out. So I don't know how hard this is or what's going on.
And
but
it's kind of a country banger. Mama, I'm in love
with a
criminal.
Oh, that made me think of there's like I was watching Wendy Williams and. I guess there's a new female rapper, I think, named Doll or something.
Love it.
But Cuban Doll, I think.
Okay.
But I guess Wendy Williams was talking about how, like, I guess that new rapper, the Doll Girl, she tweeted saying like, oh yeah, like, I'm not gonna F with you unless you have three bodies. Like I said, like, I'm attracted to killers.
Oh, three bodies?
And everyone was mad. Everyone was mad saying, like, you can't date a murderer. That's so bad. But where was the hate for Britney when she released Mom, I'm in Love with a Criminal? But I guess she didn't say I'm in love with murderers. It was more like tax evasion, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Just like, I'm in love with a coke dealer.
Which... Yeah, or like, he deals coke or he burglarizes people, which is like, it's not as bad as it's straight up. She doesn't like, I'm in love with a murderer.
Yeah. And I think we can all understand the fantasy of...
dating a murderer?
Being with someone that's straight out of jail.
I'm not saying murdering.
I'm not saying murdering or burglarizing.
Yeah, it's more just like...
I'm just saying tax evasion.
Maybe like, yeah, something like sketchy with like a casino or something.
Yeah, I'm just picturing, we don't actually want it to happen, but I'm just saying if there was a movie about it, it's kind of fun romanticizing.
Yeah,
it.
Like, oh, I stole cars or something.
Yeah, it just is a fun romantic thing to think about.
But I also want to talk about just influencers in LA. They're having a lot of trouble, and I just want to bring it to light.
Are you talking about you?
No, not me.
Oh, because you're part of the influencer LA crowd.
Oh, yeah. All my friends are LA influencers.
That should be a song. If you ain't from LA, don't talk to me.
Bev Hills Rodeo. Or don't pop at me. But Tila Dunn is an influencer. She's been around forever. I remember seeing her at Playlist Live. She was filming in the hallway with the other people. She just has always been that bitch. Filming, collabing. She's now a TikTok star.
And she's even an actress, I'm pretty sure. Like, she's been in Disney shows.
I actually had her on an episode of my original podcast, Important Stuff with Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
I had her on it. And she was like, I love talking to her. She's like one of those people who just like, I don't know, she's fun to talk to. But anyway, she recently talked to an interviewer saying she's tired of being a sugar mama. She's only 23, but I guess she's lived... all of her relationships so far pretty much have just been her being a sugar daddy to these LA boys. And she said she's over it. She said, I'm looking for love, but I don't know what to do because these LA models, all they want me to do is give them clout and money and promote them on her Insta. And she said she's only from now on going to date people who are successful on their own because she's done being a sugar mama. She's over it. She says, I can't do it again. I'm tired of being a sugar mama. I'm over it. So and I think this might be a thing with a lot of LA girls.
That's what I was about to say. My first thoughts are, I've seen so many influencers. And what I'm thinking about right now is mostly girls. Well, they're vlogging it on Instagram when they date these guys. But then it kind of like over their relationship, like they're just kind of like they're.
Yeah it does seem like a common LA influencer girl thing where they date these like hot model guys.
Oh yeah,
like they're like these model Calvin Klein guys, and then like within like 1 week of dating them, they're tagging them on everything. The guy's getting his own following, and like I've even seen instances where like a LA girl influencer dates a guy when within like 6 months they have a business together. It's like,
wait,
come
what?
On, like
that's
you can't,
another level.
You can't be entering a business this early with this LA model guy.
Yeah,
and then I always just wonder, like, are these LA models trying to get the clout?
I know, and I feel like it would be, because I'm just picturing if I was Alicia Moy, I feel like it would be hard to be like, this guy's so hot. And like, he's hotter than all the guys that are successful. But like, at the end of the day, he's like probably going to move in with me 2 weeks after because he's sleeping on someone's couch. So like, it kind of is a hard juggle.
Yeah, for sure. But I guess Tila Dunn isn't down for it. But I bet you some of the LA influencer girls are like, I'm down to be a sugar mama. Like, I'll Hugh Hefner this shit.
When you think about it, I guess it's just how you look at it. Because you can view it in a good light. Being like, I'm rich and they'll pull. So I might as well.
Also, I feel like Tila Dunn, obviously, she can do whatever she wants. But I feel like us viewing it, like, we might just be being sexist. Because if a really successful guy dates a girl who doesn't have a lot of money, we just say, oh, that's fine.
Oh, that's
so
that's
these
true.
Really powerful girls, they can date these guys with no money. And it's the same thing.
I know.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I guess, you know, some of them might be, that's why I'm saying some of them probably are down to be the sugar mama.
Yeah.
Also, I guess, at a certain extent, it's just like, oh, every relationship you'll be in, you'll probably be a sugar mama if you get to, if they have like their own, like they're like a CEO or something, you know?
Oh yeah, because I'm just picturing Ariana Grande, like, for example, even if they're rich, like, you're kind of out of sugar mama because most people can't afford a house that's $10 million, yeah. So like, if they're living, they're like, in a way, you're not a sugar mama, but you could call yourself one if you want to.
But LA influencer girls, we're keeping you in our thoughts and prayers. They're struggling a lot right now.
I know. I'm praying for you. I hope the Calvin Klein models become more genuine.
Yeah, more genuine. You need to stop getting screwed over by these guys. But also, just going back to the whole lesbian convo earlier, and how lesbians, I said were cooler than gays. There's
basically
actually,
the podcast at this point.
There's actually been gays versus lesbians in the penguin world.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's two gay-ass penguins are in a zoo in the Netherlands, and they stole an entire nest from another couple, complete with the eggs, and they want to raise their own gay family, but they stole it from, I guess, a lesbian couple, which I'm confused. I guess it also says, since it's a lesbian couple, the eggs weren't even fertilized, so they aren't going to hatch.
Oh, yeah.
But still doesn't take away from the fact that this gay penguin couple went into a lesbian nest, stole their eggs, and they're now laying on the eggs in their nest, and they're not going to hatch. And there's now drama between the lesbians and the gays in this zoo.
That sounds stressful. But that's can I first say, like, how can people be homophobic if this is, if animals are, like, gay and lesbian?
I don't know. I wonder if they have to deal with homophobia in the penguin world.
I just feel like, if animals are doing, I feel like that's just, like, if you were homophobic, like, that would make you understand it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, oh, they don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's even in the animal world, you know?
Yeah, we are animals, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's always so weird to think about.
I know, like, it's so, like, if you say, ah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's normal. Keep doing it. But it's just funny. Also funny to me that this is one zoo in the Netherlands, and I guess there's a gay couple and a lesbian couple. So, like, are penguins more gay than other animals, or they just happen to get a gay bunch?
I'm picturing them to be more gay, but this situation, like, were the gays trying to steal it from the lesbians so then they could get the eggs and have their own kids? But so
that's what they wanted to do.
That's what they wanted to do?
Wait. But not
so they didn't have to have sex with the girls. They just put their
sperm on
it.
I guess the eggs aren't going to hatch because they aren't fertilized. But couldn't the guys fertilize them?
Or do
you have to fertilize? I don't know how it works.
Wait, actually, how could the penguins be smart enough to do like in vitro without having sex? Like, aren't penguins the type of animals like they have to have sex to have kids? Like they don't know in vitro that stuff is.
But remember, did you ever watch the movie The March of the Penguins? For some reason, I've seen that movie like 5 times.
I watched a penguin cartoon.
No, it's a documentary, like a Disney documentary about penguins, and it's so good. It's about how like they're like one of the only animals that's like monogamous.
It's
like how they like are in love, and then like the male or the female or something has to go away for a bit to find food, and like it's the March of the Penguins. Actually, it's such a good movie,
and it's one of those like Disney documentaries that's like that's actually real.
Oh yeah, it's like doesn't Disney have a whole like nature section?
Yeah, Animal Kingdom, whatever.
Yeah, March of the Penguins.
Penguins are really cute.
I know.
It's so weird when you see them at the zoo because it's like it's not actually like cold, but it's weird how like
I know,
like
I feel like if I was going to be reborn into an animal, I'd want to be reborn into a penguin.
I know, it sounds fun.
Also, it seems fun like them swimming under the water and eating fish. Like,
but
that
then
just
with climate
fun.
Change, I'd be scared. So I don't know if I'd
also if
that.
You got captured out of living in a zoo, that would suck.
Oh yeah, like
it's like I want to do the march. I want to do the march that I'm supposed to do, but I'm stuck in this little zoo with all these kids pointing at me.
Oh yeah, if I was like a lion, a tiger, elephant, giraffe, anything, and I got taken to the zoo, even if I was getting fed, it's like, can I just live with my family, please, and run around?
I know.
I guess
literally.
They're getting fed, but still.
That is so, yeah. But, is that it?
Yeah, I think we've done everything.
I think we hit it.
We hit that out of the ballpark.
You guys have a lot of homework. Listen to Three by Britney Spears.
Yeah, and basically, watch every iCarly episode and send us an essay. I'm not going to do that, but if you want to, you can.
Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to subscribe if you aren't already. Come back each week. Next week, just a little teaser, we might have someone on who rhymes with calm.
Yeah, literally one of two people that I've been... No, one of four people that I've been on the podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4. We only had those people on.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh my God.
We should like, I have some other ideas of people that we should have on.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, like really cool ideas.
I know. Like get like these big ass CEOs.
The owner of Five Guys.
Oh my God.
I don't know why we need him on, but I want him on.
Yeah, for sure. Well, bye guys.
Bye.